Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to yet another episode on Business and Finance Exclusive with me. The Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, Dr. Urjit Patel, now former Governor, resigned on 10th December 2018. In a very terse statement, he said that he was resigning, he was quitting for personal reasons. There were few takers for it. He said that it was a privilege working for the Reserve Bank of India and customarily thanked the staff of the Reserve Bank of India for all their support during the time he was with the Reserve Bank of India. This is the only second time in the 83-year tenure of the Reserve Bank of India wherein a serving governor has resigned on account of differences with the government of India. To us and to many, it was a huge surprise because most of us believed that the differences, the simmering differences between the RBI and the government had been settled amicably, that they had smoked the peace pipe in the meeting of the Reserve Bank Board of Directors held on 19th November 2018. It was widely believed that all those fights in the open, which had led to a public outcry and which had led to a lot of public support in favor of the Reserve Bank of India, it was thought that those had been put to rest. It turns out to be otherwise. Even a seasoned RBI watcher like the former governor, Dr. Rangarajan, was taken by surprise. He too thought that the differences had been settled, the differences between the representatives of the Government of India and the Reserve Bank of India, the professionals who run the Reserve Bank of India. It has been a story of what people call a battle of arrogance. Arrogance of expertise and knowledge versus arrogance of power. But the real battle was to do with defending the turf of the Reserve Bank of India. We'll come to that. But Dr. Patel's resignation came as a huge surprise. It also invited a lot of criticism. The opposition, never wanting to miss an opportunity to criticize the Modi dispensation, heavily criticized it. And they said it reflected on not just the functioning or the failure of leadership of the Modi government, but they also said that this is yet another instance of the government trying to encroach upon the turf of an institution. I may remind you that the Reserve Bank of India is mandated to be an independent, autonomous body. The Prime Minister and the Finance Minister were effusive in their praise for Dr. Urjit Patel, perhaps taking cue from the populist support in his favor and the shock that persons expressed on his exit. The likes of Moody's, the international ratings agency, said that this sudden exit of Dr. Urjit Patel is rating negative as far as India is concerned. A similar sentiment was expressed by Fitch, yet another international rating agency. Insiders say that Dr. Urjit Patel has resigned as a last-ditch attempt to protect the autonomy and independence of the Reserve Bank of India. They say that the constant face-offs between the RBI governor and the government of India was taking a toll on his health, and it was a case of enough is enough and not anymore, and that led to his resignation. So what is this entire battle all about? Let's talk about it. The battle is for the control of the Reserve Bank of India, which is not just the banking regulator, but which also controls the money supply, the cost of money in the country. The battle is for the takeover of this institution by the Neta and the Babu versus the technocrats, the professionals, the highly qualified professionals who govern, who man the Reserve Bank of India. So this is a case of a takeover battle, a reason for the government to take over, just as it has taken over many other institutions is, of course, that it needs the power to control money supply, to control one of the key levers of economy with the Reserve Bank controls. Now, it's not as easy as that. The Reserve Bank, the governor of Reserve Bank and his team need to be men of expertise and eminence in their field. They need to be men who have the expertise to control or to be able to deliver what they are mandated for. And what are those? Supervising and controlling banks, controlling the monetary position of the country, controlling inflation, controlling the government's finances and by being the banker to the government. And for these functions, you need to be a qualified expert. And so you would always know that customarily, the governor of Reserve Bank of India and his four deputy governors, his team of four deputy governors, are men of expertise and eminence drawn from these fields. Whether you take Dr. Raghuram Rajan, you take Dr. Subba Rao, you take Dr. Urijit Patel, you take his deputy governors like Dr. Viral Acharya, they are all men of expertise, eminence, of standing in this domain of economics and monetary policies. They are the technocrats who govern the country in respect of monetary policy, inflation, banking control, and banker to the government. The battle is for takeover of this institution by the Neta and Babu versus these technocrats. And why is it so important for the government to be doing that at the moment? The reason is the government is in an election year. And in an election year, the government needs to ensure a very loose monetary policy wherein there is excess money supply in the country and interest rates are low. If you end up doing that, it finally ends up becoming anti-growth, anti-inflation. And that is what the Reserve Bank of India battles. The RBI is known all over the world for its battle against inflation. And a loose monetary policy will only add to the woes of the common man, not just in terms of inflation shooting up, but also in terms of growth of the country being affected. But politics and political compulsions to the politicians in power is far more important than anything else, be it the autonomy and independence of the Reserve Bank of India. And how does the government want to achieve it? That is very clear. When we broke the news of Dr. Patel's resignation, we had mentioned that the incoming governor, at that time nobody knew who it was, but we had remarked that the incoming governor has to be a Babu, has to be a currently in service officer in the government or a retired bureaucrat. And that is what has happened. So we had predicted that it would be a retired or a serving bureaucrat who would be appointed as the RBI governor. And that is just what has happened. Mr. Shaktikanta Das, former finance secretary, a retired IAS officer of the Tamil Nadu cadre, who has been also a member of the 15th Finance Commission and who at the moment serves as India's Sherpa at the G20, has been appointed as the new RBI governor. So we have a bureaucrat coming in place, a bureaucrat who obviously will act at the bidding of the government, even though he said in his first press conference today that he would protect the autonomy of the Reserve Bank of India as his priority. Only time will tell whether he means what he's saying. He also said that banking supervision and control was his next item on the agenda. But with a bureaucrat at the helm, you can be sure the government's agenda will get priority. And what is the agenda of the government that will be ensured is delivered through the new governor? To us, it is very clear, as I said, the government wants a loose monetary policy. It needs an interest regime wherein interest rates are low. And we believe that this is what will take place. Even though in the last Monetary Policy Committee meeting, the committee had refused to bring down the interest rates and it had continued to maintain its stance as calibrated tightening, we feel that with an election year on the cards, the first thing that will happen is a reduction of interest rates. So at the earliest opportunity, maybe at the next MPC meeting or maybe even before that, there could be announcement of an interest rate reduction. The second thing that will happen is the liquidity in the system will be increased. The outgoing RBI governor always said that there was enough liquidity in the system and they were not willing to infuse much more. The government wanted it otherwise. And you can expect that under the new governor, liquidity in the system will be increased in volumes and volumes. That suits the government in an election year. That will also happen by giving more and more money to the NBFCs, directly or indirectly. The next item that would also happen is the PCA regime. The Reserve Bank of India has put 11 banks under PCA. They are sick banks. They are banks that need to be nursed to health. The government has been demanding that the PCA be removed on these 11 banks so that they can start lending again. The RBI has steadfastly refused to do so. You can expect the new governor to again remove the PCA curbs so that fresh lending takes place. And fresh lending means more money into the system, which suits the government in an election year. The next thing that will happen is the intention of the government to encroach upon the reserves of the Reserve Bank of India, which it has been eyeing, might succeed to a certain extent. If you go back in history, at the time of the Rajiv Gandhi government, the then Finance Secretary, S. Venkatramanan, who had fought to lay his hands on these reserves unsuccessfully, was then appointed as the RBI governor, and he did carry out the bidding of the government when he was appointed the RBI governor. You could probably expect something like this in some form or the other by the appointment of Mr. Shaktikanta Das. So expect Mr. Das to do what Dr. Urjit Patel and his team was not willing to do, a loose monetary policy, a policy where interest rates would come down, liquidity would shoot it up in the system. There could be a chance by which the government will lay its hands on the reserves of the Reserve Bank of India, which they have been defending so strongly. And finally, what would happen? The Reserve Bank of India is headed by the governor. The board of directors are in an advisory consultative capacity. The governor takes the final decision. So the board, under the present functioning of the RBI, is an advisory consultative board. The present regime is trying to make the board into what we call an operational board, where it takes decisions and directs the Reserve Bank governor to carry them out. It does not happen so at the moment. The governor is the final deciding authority. And if they are able to convert the board of directors from advisory to operational, you can be sure the autonomy and independence of the RBI, which the governor of Reserve Bank maintains, will be diluted. And this is where the danger lies. And this seems to be very likely. We already see a situation where directors of different backgrounds, which may not necessarily be backgrounds fit enough to be directors of the RBI, have been appointed on the board. And it is these men who could be encroaching upon the territory of the Reserve Bank by making them operational and not ensuring that they are in a pure advisory consultative capacity. So, under the tenure of Mr. Shaktikanta Das, the chances are that what Dr. Patel refused to do, he would carry out. And by doing that, the Netha and the Babu would have encroached upon the autonomy and independence of the Reserve Bank, which Dr. Urjit Patel tried to defend to the end and finally put in his papers. If all this gets done, in the short run itself, it will be bad for the rupee, it would be bad for the rating of the country, it will also not be good for the GDP growth of the country, and the inflation would go up, which is not good for the common man. So, it is important for the Reserve Bank to remain autonomous, to remain an expert body, to be headed by an expert. There are already news floating in the social media comparing the academic qualifications of the incumbent governor with those in the past. While we don't give much credence to that, but we would certainly be watching whether he's carrying out the bidding of the government because they need it politically, and whether that is at the cost of the independence, autonomy, expertise and mandated domain of the Reserve Bank of India. Let's keep watching. Only time will tell whether Mr. Das's statement today that protecting the autonomy of RBI, does he really mean it, or is it just empty words because it sounds nice to say that on the first day of taking charge. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again, Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.